podcast. It's called the Matthew S. Podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello, his name is Matthew S., and he's the host of his podcast. It's called the Matthew S. Podcast. He really hopes you like it.
I really hope you like it.
It's another episode of the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West, and as always, I really hope you like it. Thank you for joining me today, the Wednesday after Easter, the holiest day on the Christian calendar. And so let me wish you a happy Easter, even though it's behind us. Guess what? He is still risen. I hope you had a great Easter holiday. Maybe you got dressed up in your Sunday best. Maybe, you know, if you're a guy, maybe it's one of the few days of the year that you wore a pastel color. Maybe your spouse forced you to do it. Maybe you took a family picture. Maybe you ate a nice brunch. I don't know. But hopefully you spent time worshiping our risen Savior. And I know the West family's Easter looked a little bit different this year than normal Easters. And that is because the West family was New York City bound. Had the opportunity, in case you missed it, I got to perform on Fox as part of their spring concert series on Easter Sunday. And it was an amazing experience. Not the getting up at 4:30 in the morning part, not the sound check at 5 a.m. part, not the sleepless night before. Because it's hard. I don't know if you've ever had like a super early wake-up call. It's hard to sleep before that because you're afraid you're going to oversleep, you know. And you can't oversleep and miss your alarm when you have a national television appearance. You just can't do that. So, but I'm back from New York and recovered. I just have to say it was an incredible experience. I mean, the chance to get up on Easter Sunday and sing Don't Stop Praying. We also sang a little bit of Me on Your Mind, and as I was singing those words, you paid the price, you took the cross, you gave your life, and you did it all with me on your mind. It just, it's almost like every song I write, for me, comes to life in a new way on Easter Sunday and during Easter season. Just remembering the reason why I sing and the reason why I'm proud and unashamed to say that I'm a Christ follower is because I serve a risen Savior who defeated death, hell, and the grave. So that was a great, great experience to be on Fox. So thanks to Fox for allowing me to share the gospel and to remind everybody about the power of prayer on Easter Sunday. What an honor that was. Of course, it's not a trip to New York, or there is no trip that I take to New York that doesn't involve my family, at least most of the time. If they see New York on my schedule, they're like, Dad, we need to come with you. Why? To help me? No, we need to shop. So we checked that box as well, and I couldn't be in New York by myself on Easter Sunday. I wanted to be with the family. So they came with me. We had a great time. We walked the streets of NYC many, many miles and stopping at stores along the way. And for me, stopping at pizza shops along the way. So I got to get back into my exercise routine. After a weekend in New York, you kind of fall off the dietary wagon, if you will. But an incredible experience. Of course, I'm still basking in the glow of the spring tour that recently ended, the Don't Stop Praying tour. Again, just want to say a special thank you to everybody who came out to see us. We are working right now on the details to announce some more dates. And you guys are going to be among the first to know when those dates are on sale, because I want you to come and see me this fall. And as we head towards this election, that message of don't stop praying seems perhaps more important and relevant than ever. The importance of praying for our nation, of course. I hope you're doing that. You know, sometimes I forget to do that in my prayer life. I feel like my prayer life can kind of resemble the weather in Nashville these last couple days. It's just wherever the wind blows, you know what I mean? And that's okay. I think stream of consciousness, prayers, and just things that pop into your head and you think to pray about that. But sometimes praying for my nation and our leaders doesn't pop into my head often enough. Instead, what pops into my head when I think about the state of our nation, the state of our country, the state of our world, the state of our leaders is I worry. And then, you know, I probably get angry too. You know, this past weekend, if you're a Christian and, you know, you'd have a hard time not being disappointed, frustrated, or even angered by just the bold statement made by the office of the president that it was, you know, Transgender Visibility Day, March 31st. And, you know, just going out of their way to highlight that on Easter Sunday with so many people who follow Jesus, you know, just really, really insensitive and disrespectful to Christians. Now, some of you listen to this might disagree with me. And you know what? You're welcome to disagree with me. Plenty of people on Twitter, or what's now called X, disagreed with my post. And that's fine. You know what I mean? But look, this is the thing. I feel like we live in a world that preaches tolerance but practices the opposite. And I feel like, and I said this on tour, that I feel like we're living in a time where people will applaud anybody who stands up for anything they believe in and speaks out for anything they believe in, as long as it ain't Jesus. And that's when the intolerance seems to begin. And so it's perfectly okay for people to speak out in support of Trans Visibility Day happening to fall on Easter Sunday. But if a Christian says, no, I'm not going to celebrate that on Easter Sunday, I'm celebrating Easter. I'm celebrating a risen Savior, and that's all I will celebrate. Then, you know, people get upset, or they say, oh, you know, that date's been on the calendar for several years. Easter doesn't always happen on 3/31. Let's not miss the bigger point. You know, that's not the point that I'm making at all. The point is whether it falls on 3/31 every year or not, you know, some respect and some sensitivity and some wisdom by our leaders to acknowledge Easter Sunday alone and not adding another day of visibility on top of that. He could have easily moved the date out of respect, and he didn't. And, you know, in doing that, I think it sent a message. And so my message back was just, yesterday was Easter Sunday. I wrote this the next day. As for me and my house, the only thing celebrated on 3/31 was a risen Savior who died and rose again to take away the sins of the world, praying for our nation to return to one nation under God and for our leaders to display better wisdom than this. And a lot of people liked that, and a lot of people did not like that. But you know what? I got to stand up for what I believe. And what I believe is that Easter Sunday was Easter Sunday and nothing else. All the more reason why the message that I want to be putting out is don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for our nation, okay? Speaking of our nation, I am going to be at the National Day of Prayer on May 2nd, and I hope that you will join me in praying for our nation on that day. Perhaps you'll be in D.C. If so, come and see me. Any guesses on which song I'll be singing? You guessed it. Don't stop praying. And I'm excited to lend my voice to the choir of believers who are going to be in the nation's capital, standing unashamed to proclaim their belief in Jesus and to be praying for our leaders and our nation and for this next election up ahead of us. Speaking of National Day of Prayer, did you know that you can get a yard sign at MatthewWest.com? You can get a yard sign that says, don't stop praying, to put up in your yard. You know, we've seen so many people doing that all around the country, and we want to see this turn into a special movement. So be sure to check that out at MatthewWest.com. And speaking of MatthewWest.com, in case you missed it, my latest book, My Story, Your Glory, a 30-day devotional discovering the journey God has for you, is available now wherever you purchase books. Go check it out if you haven't already. I love reading your reviews. So many people have said so many kind things about it. If you go to MatthewWest.com and click on books, you can. It has a link to everywhere you can buy a book. In fact, right now the book is on sale at Amazon. Well, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can get the book for a special discount. It's actually only $15.99 right now. There you go. Normal price, what is the normal price? 25. So, shoot, I'm going to buy one. Get the My Story, Your Glory devotional. We're going to be doing a special promotion for graduates. If you're looking for a book for a graduate in your life or a gift that you want to give them, I want to encourage you to check this book out. It's just a great little roadmap for life, and especially for the graduates in your life. So be sure to check that out at MatthewWest.com. Of course, the promotion for the graduate is going to be just at MatthewWest.com, where you're going to get a special sticker, a little note from me to the graduate in your life, and a signed copy of the book. That is not available just yet, so I don't know why I'm mentioning that, but in the coming days, it will be. Okay, so My Story, Your Glory, the devotional. And I got to tell you, one of the things that my ministry, Pop We, does is we work to get the copies of my books into the hands of people who otherwise might not be able to read it. And so we work to get the books behind the walls of prisons across the country. And back on the spring tour, I was in Pennsylvania, and I performed for a group of inmates at the Pennsylvania Penitentiary. And I got to tell you, one of the coolest things was I had inmates coming up to me after the performance asking me questions about the book. For example, on the book, The God Who Stays, there's a story that talks about an Uber driver named Arthur who was playing my song in his car when he was driving me to the airport. If you read the book, you know the story. I had guys coming up to me, inmates behind bars, walking up to me and saying, "Hey, whatever happened to that guy, Arthur? Does he know that he's in your book? Did you ever reconnect with him?" Like, it was the coolest thing to think that there they were reading this story in their cell and being encouraged about a God who stays with them. So that's something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. Not only getting this book into your hands, but getting this book into the hands of people who otherwise might not be able to receive it. So I want to encourage you to check out the My Story, Your Glory book. And kind of makes me think of an idea. Like, maybe I should do something where if you buy a book, you can donate a book, and that will equal one book that gets inside a prison. I'm going to work on that. Stay tuned for that, because that's my goal. That's my mission, all right? My Story, Your Glory, available now. Hey, before we go today, I want to share just some thoughts. I wrote this on the airplane to New York the other day, and then when I saw what was going on Easter Sunday, and I kind of I kept finding myself asking this question, and I wonder if you ever find yourself kind of saying this. Imagine saying this sentence. It's a rhetorical question. What is this world coming to? Almost with a sigh of disappointment or concern about the future. What is this world coming to? Have you ever found yourself asking that rhetorical question? Maybe more than ever lately? I know I have. A bridge mysteriously collapsed in Baltimore, killing innocent construction workers. What is this world coming to? A college student at the University of Georgia is tragically killed by an illegal immigrant who woke up and chose violence one day. What is this world coming to? Pro-Palestinian protesters are shouting for the genocide of the Jewish people. They're shouting horribly anti-Semitic messages, siding with evil terrorists and ignoring the terrible crimes against the Israeli people and the hostages that are still being held. What is this world coming to? An election is only months away, and tensions are rising on both sides of the aisle. Again, what is this world coming to? God's word is certainly being proven true these days. You remember this scripture? In this world, you will have trouble. And while what we are seeing right now might seem like more trouble than usual, the truth is that there have always been troubling times, making every generation surely wonder what the world was coming to. You think about that. You know, I talk about it in my last book. We talk about unprecedented times. Well, there have always been unprecedented times. There's always been trouble in the world. There's always been situations and circumstances and political strife and violence and hatred and division, and all of those things have always taken place. I think a lot of times right now with social media, it tends to be highlighted and illuminated even more, highlighting the differences more than what we have in common, right? But the bottom line is there has always been trouble, because there's always been evil in the world. Yes, trouble is certain, but so is something else, or should I say someone. Jesus said, "Take heart, for I have overcome the world. Don't you love that about Scripture? I love that Scripture is truth. It's honest. And God doesn't leave us hanging with the hopeless part of the message. He says, in this world, you will have trouble. Well, thanks a lot, right? But now what? He says, well, take heart, for I have overcome the world. In other words, nothing that we are seeing is a surprise to God, and nothing is too great for him. Nothing is too divided. Nothing is too painful that he can't somehow restore and redeem and ultimately get the glory from. So in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. When you see something on the news or experience something disheartening in your community today, this week, this year, something that makes you ask yourself, man, what is this world coming to? I want to encourage you to let that trigger the reminder to come to Jesus, right? So when you find yourself saying, what is this world coming to? Ask yourself, well, what am I coming to? Who am I coming to? Am I coming to social media and freaking out? Am I coming to arguments with people on Twitter? Am I coming to hopeless conclusions that our world is going to hell in a handbasket, right? Or am I coming to Jesus, the one who says, take heart, for I have overcome to the world. I have overcome the world. This is your reminder to come to Jesus. Pray for the lost world to come to Jesus too. He is our only hope to make it through these troubled times. He's always been our only hope. But he is a hope that we can count on because he has overcome the world. The Bible tells us what happens when we come to the Father. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. So let's pray that this world will come to Jesus, and let's show the world the way by coming to Jesus in our own lives every single day. Where do we take our worry? We take it to Jesus. Where do we take our stress? Well, we come to Jesus with that. Where do we go when we're freaking out about the uncertainty of the world? We come to Jesus, right? What is this world coming to? Well, I don't know what this world is coming to, but I know that I'm coming to Jesus, and I'm hitting my knees every day, and I won't stop praying. I hope that can be said of you as well. Hey, thanks for joining me. If you enjoyed this encouragement today and like to receive an email weekly devotional free of charge, just as a gift from me to you, so you can read these words for yourself and have some guided questions with some scriptures to encourage you during your daily quiet time, go to popwe.org today, popwe.org, and you can sign up to start receiving a free weekly email devotional straight to your inbox. Just some thoughts that I feel inspired to write during my own quiet times, and I hope they'll point you to Jesus at every turn. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're mapping out a pretty exciting year ahead with some guests for the podcast and kind of revamping everything as I'm coming out of the spring tour. If you're out there, if you're listening every week, I thank you. I love you. You're awesome. Have a great rest of your week, and be sure to come to Jesus every single day. He's our only hope. Amen. Make the most of the one story you get. It's your story for his glory. I'll see you next week.